Bang Bang.
The next day was Saturday, and the month was August, and the sun positively streamed down. It was a rooster of a day, and at breakfast, Commander Pott made an announcement.
Today is going to be a roaster, a scorcher. There's only one thing to do, and that's for us to take a delicious picnic and climb into Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and dash off down the Dover Road to the sea.
The seaside! Hooray, we can go bathing!
And go looking for crabs.
We'll need a picnic. You've got to have a picnic if you're going to the seaside.
Look, here are some cold sausages from yesterday. We'll take those. And jam puffs. Let's get some jam puffs.
There are some in the pantry.
Only take the best ones. The ones that are more jam than puffs.
Do you think Dad would mind if we had one now?
Delicious.
And we were off. Off down the Dover Road to the sea. But. And once again, but. 22,654 other motor cars full of families had also decided to drive down the Dover Road to the sea on that beautiful Saturday morning. And there was an endless stream of other cars going the same way as us.
Oh, bother, bother, and again bother. I'll try this side road. Oh, blast! Even more cars here.
I couldn't go at 100 miles an hour this time. I couldn't go at 50 miles an hour, or 40, or even 30. But I crawled along at 20.
This is so slow.
We'll never get to the sea at this rate.
We might as well give up now, Dad.
We're going to be stuck here all day long.
I say, both of you, look at that.
Do you want to know what he was looking at? One of my special small knobs was flashing pale pink, and it was showing a word, and that word was
pull.
Chitty chitty bang bang saying pull.
Good heavens! What's our car telling us now?
Look, the light's turning red. We're spelling out another word. What does it read, Jeremy?
It says idiot pull idiot.
Well, I never. That's pretty good, Cheek. Here's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang taking control and calling me an idiot into the bargain. Oh, well, here goes. I'll do what she says.
At last! And as the lever went down, my big front mudguards swiveled outward, and my smaller back mudguards did the same.
They've become wings! The mudguards have become proper wings!
What's happening now?
I think they've locked into position.
And my big radiator grill slid open, and the big propeller of my fan gun, together with the flywheel underneath, slowly slid forward until they were sticking right out in front of the bonnet of the car. Once I'd done that, I blinked a little green light beside another little lever on the dashboard and made it say, pull down.
Watch out, children. I'm going to pull it now.
And then what do you think happened? Yes, you're absolutely right. My wings slowly angled themselves, and Commander Pott pressed down the accelerator pedal, and I tilted up my shining green and silver nose, and
we've taken off! We're in the air now!
Look, we're soaring over the car in front!
We just missed her roof! That was a close shave!
Yes! I roared away over the long line of stationary cars in the queue, while all the people stared out of their cars in absolute astonishment.
What in heaven's name is that?
It's a car. No, it's a helicopter.
No,
it's an aeroplane.
No,
it's a car.
I think I'm going to faint.
Hang on, children. For heaven's sake, hang on. Hang on as tight as you can.
And what do you think happened next? I'll tell you. What happened next was my wheels vanished into the bodywork so as to be out of the way. Let me go faster.
I told you so. She's got ideas of her own.
She's a magical car.
Try steering, Dad. Take us over Canterbury Cathedral.
All right.
This is amazing. Look at all the cars beneath us. Oh, no. Watch out. We're going straight for the tower.
Whoa.
This is an